Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for today's Missouri Basin Conference call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current runoff conditions and support provided to local communities by the Omaha and Kansas City districts. We will continue to hold these calls daily at 1 p.m. using the same meeting link provided for today's call. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. The force mute function may not work on all phones, so if I ask, please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. We'll have a question and answer session at the end of the call. We will have opening comments from Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon in the Omaha District, a weather forecast update from the National Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center, Kevin Lau. We'll have an update from Missouri River Water Management, John Remus. We will have updates from the Omaha District Emergency Management Branch and the Kansas City District Emergency Management Branch. And then we have DOT's Departments of Transportation from several states in our AOR area of responsibility who can provide updates on road closures. And with that, I'm going to hand the call over to you, Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon, for opening comments.
Eileen, thanks. Good to have you back on. I hope yesterday went well. I'm in the Emergency Operations Center here in the Zirinsky Building in Omaha. Got a number of subject matter experts in the room. Ms. Thomas, our Chief of Operations Division, Mr. Remus is sitting next to me, and the Public Affairs team. Just want to say, hey, thanks to the great audience that's out there, all the stakeholders. We continue to see that there's lots of interacting communications on this, and that we're trying to bring as many people to this table as possible. So I know we've got the DOT points of contact on today. Thanks for coming, as we asked, and hopefully that helps us flatten communications across this very diverse group. Everybody sees those type of requirements, we'll continue to do our best to facilitate getting the owners of all of the great information out there to this table so that everybody can speak to their own information. So thanks again to the team. Back over to you, Eileen.
Thank you, sir. Kevin Lau, National Weather Service. You want to provide an update?
All right. Thank you, Eileen. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, you could be a little louder.
Okay.
I'm just picking.
I'll try to be louder. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Kevin Lau with the National Weather Service, Missouri Basin River Forecast Center in Kansas City. I'll go over the crest forecast for the from Sioux City down to St. Joe, and then try to describe what we're looking at as far as anticipated rainfall over the next 5 days and what impact that may have. Sioux City, of course, is past crest. It crested Monday evening. This is Sioux City on the Missouri River. It's at 29 feet. Currently, it's about a foot below flood stage. So the Missouri River at Sioux City is below flood stage. It fell below this morning. Omaha, we are projecting a crest of 33.1 feet on Friday night into Saturday morning. Nebraska City, we're looking at 23.9 feet on Sunday. Brownville, 40.6 feet for the crest. And we anticipate that to be on Monday. Rulo, 23.5 feet on Tuesday. And St. Joseph, 23.5 again on Tuesday. Looking forward, we do have an active weather over the next 5 days. Today or this evening, we're expecting anywhere from a quarter to a half an inch. All along the eastern portion of our basin, there's a chance for rain all the way down through northern Missouri. Tomorrow and Friday through Saturday morning, we are looking for some heavy rain, 1 to 2 inches over northern Missouri. Saturday looks quiet. Sunday looks fairly quiet. Monday could be a concern, seeing up toward an inch of rain over southeast South Dakota, eastern Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. So it's really a long way out there until Monday. Really don't know where the heaviest of the rains will set up. We did make a run. Yes, the overall rain over the next 5 days really hasn't changed a whole lot since yesterday. We made a run yesterday using 7 days of anticipated rain. And what it could do is add 1 to 2 foot on the crest as the crest moves downstream of Kansas City. So things could still change. I would advise everyone to please keep an eye on weather and river forecasts, especially early next week. So pending questions later on, I'll turn it back over to you, Eileen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. And John Remus, over to you.
Thank you, Eileen, and thank you, Kevin. We cut releases this morning from 20,000 CFS down to 16,000 out of Gavin's Point. Those releases, the release cut we did yesterday, probably show up in Sioux City today, later this evening, early tomorrow morning. It'll be another day or so before you see those cuts start taking place at Omaha, probably first part of next week before you can see them at Sioux City. Yesterday, Joe Gibbs asked to provide what percentage or approximately what part of the flow in the river is being coming from flood control dams. And it's very hard to estimate the percentage of that, so I'm just going to give you some numbers. From Sioux City down to about St. Joseph, about 24,000 CFS today that you see out there is coming from Gavin's Point Dam. There are no other large flood control projects contributing there. In the Kansas City to down to Glasgow, it's about 24,200 to 24,700 CFS, depending on where you're at. And then at Herman, after the Osage River comes in, we're probably contributing between 35 and 40,000 CFS to whatever flow is there. Those numbers will probably continue, except for the declines out of Gavin's Point next week or so. That's all I have to report. Turn it back to you, Eileen.
Thanks, John. I'm actually going to just keep it in the room there and let Spencer Giles provide an update.
Good afternoon. This is Oliver Berglund, Emergency Management Specialist, speaking on behalf of Spencer with the Omaha District. There is no change to the Emergency Operations Center activation level or operational hours previously announced, which remains 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. As the forecast changed, we maintain our readiness posture to ensure that we can meet the needs of the public. And in the last 24 hours, as part of our commitment to the communities we serve, we have installed sandbags to temporarily raise the levee heights in some of our lowest areas. We have provided technical assistance in the form of inundation modeling to Douglas and Nemaha County in Nebraska and Monona County in Iowa. The Omaha District does have a watercraft on the Missouri River collecting water surface elevation data from Sioux City to Omaha today and from Omaha to Rulu tomorrow. This data will be used to inform current and future flood risk mitigation efforts. And we continue to monitor the river and stand prepared for additional requests. A gentle reminder that the Corps' main priorities are life, health, and safety. We ask that all the members of the community avoid high water whenever possible and report dangerous conditions to your local authorities. If you have any questions for us, we can be reached by calling 402-995-2448. And if it's after operational hours, please leave a message with the telephone number and we will return that call as quickly as possible. In summary, we are actively engaged in flood response and remain committed to serving the community and remain vigilant even as predictions begin to look more favorable. That's all I have, Eileen.
Thank you, Spencer, or Oliver, sorry, thank you. We'll hand it over to Mike Doolin.
Hi, thanks, Eileen. Hey, Mike Doolin here, Emergency Management Specialist for the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. The Kansas City District Emergency Operations Center remains activated to level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700 daily. Tomorrow, we're going to have a flood fight team returning to Holt County, Missouri to provide technical assistance to our levee partners in the area, and they're planning to be present there throughout the weekend. So current river observations show Rulo, Nebraska is in minor flood stage at 19.9 feet. And will continue to rise to around 23.5 feet on July 2nd. So 23.5, that's a few tenths less than we were. Next 72 hours or 3 days, no levees in our area of responsibility are forecast to overtap. Based on the latest river forecast data, we've seen little change in freeboard estimates for the following levees. And these are the same ones I reported on yesterday. And again, as a reminder, these are just estimates. So as the flood crest moves through Holt County, the Corning Levee District could have 1 foot or less of freeboard. Union Township could have 1 foot or less of freeboard. Holt County 9, Holt County number 10, and the Cannon Drainage District could have between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. So to date, we have received no requests for direct assistance. However, we will remain prepared to respond to requests for direct assistance until floodwaters recede. Our staff continues to coordinate with our federal, state, and local partners by sharing situational updates each morning. Currently, the states have no unmet resource needs from the Kansas City District. If you need to get a hold of us at any time, you can contact us at 816-426-6320. If it's after business hours, please leave your name and a callback number, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. That concludes my remarks. Thank you, Eileen.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We do have some representatives from different state departments of transportation on the line. I'm going to allow you to provide an update on roads closed due to flooding. If you're on the line, I'll start first with the state of Iowa.
This is Scott Schramm, District 4 engineer, Iowa DOT. Thank you, everyone. Currently, I-680 out of Omaha to 29 is closed. We do have water over 3 out of the 4 lanes, maybe 3.5, we'll have complete inundation here this afternoon. 29 is also closed from Council Bluffs all the way up to Interstate 880. We do have water over 29 at about mile marker 67, just like we always have in the past. We will be inundated just north of Council Bluffs as well on 29. That's about it for road closures. We do have a global detour in place. And we're just monitoring river gauges and forecasts, and our hope and what we've heard from up north. As those roads continue to reopen after high waters throughout Northwest Iowa, cleanup effort has been swift. Nothing like we had in March. So the debris that we're seeing is encouraging that we can swiftly clean that up and reopen. So my goal is as soon as waters recede, if we can get cleaned up and at least reopen minimum one lane in each direction. We have plans for all sorts of scenarios based on what's made available to us. And we'd like to regain mobility by the 4th of July travel period there. That's all I had today.
All right, thank you. State of Missouri, DOT. I know we had someone on.
Currently, we only have 2 roads closed. And that is not due to any of the Missouri River flooding. These are localized flash flooding routes. So at this time, Missouri has no roads closed. And we have been in contact with our partners in Iowa and our TMCs, and we are prepared to assist in closing on 29 if that event happens.
Great. Thank you so much. State of Nebraska, DOT.
Hi, Hi, this is Jessica Sherwood. The only thing we have right now is I-680 closed, and that's just due to Iowa being closed across the border. So we just continue to partner with them as they need assistance in keeping traffic out of their area. And the detour, the global detour that is running through Nebraska seems to be doing fine. We haven't had any issues there yet. That's it from us.
All right, thank you. And did we have somebody from South Dakota DOT join us? Nothing heard. Okay, so now we will move to the question and answer session of the call. Right now I see 102 people on the line. Remember that your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. I'm gonna have you either raise your hand or ask the question in the chat. Once I finish those, then we'll go in alphabetical order by state. Right now, I don't see any hands up. I see a question from Jeff Dooley in the chat. I'm not sure what you're asking, if you're just trying to get into the call. Maybe you weren't hearing it. He asked it at 101, so maybe he's fine now. No questions in the chat. Nobody's hand up. We'll go to alphabetical order by state. Again, remember to press *6 to come off mute. Click the microphone somewhere on your screen. If you're still on mute, you may need to unmute your phone. We'll start with state of Iowa.
Yeah, this is Scott Schramm. I'm just curious. Are there any concerns at the Bartlett cell from the Corps? That's our biggest concern. But I'm just based off of our vulnerability from the last event. Just curious.
So you're talking about levee status? Are you asking about levee status at Bartlett?
Yes.
Okay, Oliver, can you answer that?
I can answer that, Eileen. This is Lowell Blankers. Scott, at the Bartlett segment, that's L601. Right now, we don't have any concerns. The levee sponsor in Fremont Emergency Management sandbagged the low area at the downstream, but everything's looking good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lowell. Any other state of Iowa?
None for me.
State of Kansas. Missouri.
Thanks, Eileen. We met this morning, the emergency management met with MoDOT and the Highway Patrol, just preparatory plans. Should we have any levee failures or increased flow numbers? So we're ready to go. Our sandbagging machine will be in St. Joe with personnel later today, if not now. So we're just ready to go and we'll assist our partners as needed. Thank you.
Appreciate that, thank you. Anybody else, state of Missouri, question or comment? Okay, Montana. Nebraska. I was looking to see if Irv was on. I don't see him on today. North Dakota. Got a quick question from Nebraska in the chat. Could we get information regarding variability of readings reported from the gauge at Blair, Nebraska?
Hi, this is Laura Knapp-Leifman. The gauge at Blair, Nebraska is a gauge that the Army Corps of Engineers provides maintenance at. We've sent a team out yesterday and today to try and purge that orifice line and see if we can get more steady readings. However, the conditions being reported back are that there's quite a bit of debris where we get that reading and some eddies being formed by the bridge. So we have not been able to stabilize that and just think that the conditions are creating that variability that you're seeing.
That's great information. Thank you so much. Questions from the state of South Dakota or comments? Wyoming? Any national press or others on the line that may have a question or comment? Okay, I'm going to hand it back to Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon for closing comments. If anyone else in the room there has additional comments, sir, you can pass to them.
Just looking around the room here to see if anybody has anything else to add. Relevance. Now, hey, I'll just close with two comments. One, you heard mentioned from Oliver that we do have a team out of the room. So just appreciate everybody's support as we get them out and back safely today, then back out on the river tomorrow, if conditions warrant. And then two, just thanks for everybody for taking the time out today to make sure we are all on the same page with the threat here. Yes, conditions appear to be looking better, but we must always be aware and be cognizant that there's risk out there anytime we load the levees, right? So just keep that in mind. We are cautiously optimistic, but prepared for whatever comes down from this. Eileen, over to you to close us out.
All right, thank you, sir. As a reminder, we will have this call tomorrow at 1 o'clock, same contact information. Be sure to, if you missed anything, we'll have the recording on DVIDS as well as our podcast under Missouri River Water Management. And with that, it concludes today's call. Talk to you tomorrow.